Thank you, Chair. I now address Article 10 on education. The committee congratulates the gender equality in education. Girls' enrollment, attendance, and completion rate has been increasing. In order to further promote gender equality in education, however, more endeavors are required. First, regarding gender-sensitive education, gender discrimination and stereotype is deeply rooted in the society, culture, and customs. Therefore, in order to remove gender stereotype, gender-sensitive education from early stage on all levels of education is crucially important. Therefore, please allow me to ask very fundamental but important questions. How does the State Party teach human rights, including women's and girls' rights and other vulnerable girls' rights, including girls with disabilities and ethnic and religious minority girls? Could the State Party provide information on school programs or curriculum on human rights at all levels of education? I would like to remind the State Party that in order to promote fully inclusive and diverse society for no one left behind, appropriate human rights education and universal education in all territories of the State Party in all levels of education are inevitable. So what are the measures to provide necessary education, including education in native languages, including Tibetan, Uyghur, and Mongolian, and so forth? Is the State Party taking measures to revise textbook and school programs and adopt teaching method to eliminate gender stereotype at all levels and in all forms of education? Could the State Party provide this aggregated data by sex, types of disabilities, ethnic groups, religions, and provinces on learning outcomes at all levels of education, including preschool education? As my previous colleague referred to, adequate data collection is a basis for understanding the current situation, to identify policy deficit, to analyze impact of policy. The committee therefore recommends strongly collecting this aggregated detailed data in education if there is no such data available. The committee also notes that the gender imbalance in education workforce, where female teachers are overrepresented from primary through senior secondary level, and conversely underrepresented in management positions. So what measures are envisaged to address existing gender biases in the education workforce, removing gender and other barriers for female teachers to move to the schools for female teachers?